We got this. Okay. Amy, I'm going to have you go ahead and go back on to that song for a little bit, just kind of quietly. And I want us to close our eyes because we're actually right now in the presence. We're in the presence of Jesus right now. He's here. And I want us to close our eyes and I want us to visualize however you visualize him when you are in his presence. And then just open our spirits really wide as this song plays, just a little bit longer. You know, you might not hear, understand the words, but it's, you know, the earth is full of his glory. He made everything, created everything. And right now he has come to tabernacle with us in this moment, and he has something for us throughout this whole time that we've gathered. He has something for us individually. He has something for us corporately. So let's just enter in, visualize him, visualize ourselves in his presence, and let's just let this song wash over us for a little bit. Lord, we just come before you this morning. We say, here we are, your people. Desirous, Lord, for everything that you have for us. Lord, we love you. We love you, Lord, for who you are. Who you are in our lives. What you've done for us. What you've given us, Lord. We love you. We want to love you with all of our hearts, Lord. We want to be able to give you every part of our heart, Lord. And Lord, we know that there's parts that we haven't given over yet that are wounded, that we're hanging on to for all different reasons. And sometimes we don't even know what those things are, but you do. And you're so careful with us. You're so patient with us, Lord. You just keep drawing on us and drawing on us so that we can just keep yielding and yielding, Lord. So this morning, Lord, that's what we say. We're here. We're yielding our hearts the best that we can, and we ask that you would speak to us, that you would work in us, Lord, this morning. Lord, we pray for all of our brothers and sisters who couldn't be here this morning because of illness or pain or difficulty, Lord. We pray for them this morning, O God. We ask that you would touch them, that you would heal their bodies and their minds and their souls, Lord. Work in them, Lord, to bring total health and vitality, Lord, into their bodies, Lord. We are contending for the miracles and the healings that you have promised us. And we say, let it be so in Jesus' name. Let it be so in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for what you are doing, for the healing that you are doing, even now, in every single body, Lord. And Lord, we pray for those in our body that might not be here this morning because they're struggling. And they're hurting emotionally and in their hearts, Lord. And so they just couldn't make it, Lord. We pray for them this morning, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you would send supernatural strength, Lord, into them. Lord, that your love would surround them, Lord, and that they would know that we love them. We ask that you would send our love and wrap those arms of love around them, Lord, and strengthen them during this trial that they are in, O God, that they might be come forth as pure gold. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your love to us, that you want us to be whole in every part, Lord. And we say yes, Lord, and we receive it, Lord, in Jesus' name. So this morning we lift you up high above everything. We say you are the King that sits on the throne of our hearts, Lord. Have your way in Jesus' name. We would normally send this morning, but we got a late notice out. So if you didn't respond for that because you're going to be doing something, we will send people next Sunday for this month. So if you could respond to that email and let us know if you're going to be gone or ministering on vacation, whatever it is, because wherever you go, we want the Lord's presence, anointing, and power to go with you. So respond to that, and we will send next Sunday. So let's do worship. It's going to stretch you a little. Get ready. That's what we're about here at Firestorm and Freedom Outpost is stretching. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Okay. When we do this next song, some of you are going to get up here and get a flag. Now, it's all right if you go back here in this back area and use it. There's some big flags back here, and there are some shepherd staffs, shepherd rods, okay? So on this next song, don't sit in your seat. I want you to get a flag. You know what a flag is? A flag is a banner. It is a banner that you are waving for the Lord. It'd be like if you were in the army and you were on the front lines with the singers and the dancers, and you would have this flag. And what you're telling the enemy is, you see this right here? This is the banner of the Most High God, and He is coming after you. So I am going to wave it in your face. That is what a flag is about. So I am stretching you this morning, and I'm giving you a charge. There's a couple big flags back there. You can even use mine if you need to. I cannot use them. Thank you, Don Davis. Yes. Listen, you know, sometimes you just have to have something to help you move. Have to have something to help you get off the spot you're in. I am telling you guys, in the throne room, it's not everybody just sitting. It's a busy place. You got a wheel in the middle of the wheel, and it's a spinning and a spinning and a spinning. And you got 10,000 upon 10,000 angels, okay? Lots and lots and lots of angels. And some of them have wings, and they're fluttering, okay? And they are all crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. They are not quiet, and I don't think they're just sitting. Now, I know the elders are bowing, okay? But that's even moving, okay? That's not sitting. They're bowing. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who sits upon the throne. So we are going to move this morning. So we go to that next song and come on up here and get your, yes, you can.
You need this. I'll wait till you pause. Or you can play it in the background. That's fine. You're in a fight. We're in a fight here. Some of you are in a real fight. All right? And so what do? Do you just kind of... Or do you engage? I'm in a fight right now. And so are you, some of you, in a real one. Okay? So what do? We band together. Let's support each other. But let's also demonstrate our faith. That is what we're doing here today. That's what she's telling you to do. So I encourage you to pick up a flag or to pick up an object. I know you don't want to, but it's a demonstration of faith. All right.
So this is from a little bit different perspective. My daughter, some of you know that my daughter and her husband are pastors in a church back in Massachusetts. And this morning, they always have live church, so I get on there and I watch them. And I was watching my daughter on the piano worshiping with her whole heart. Her husband's on the bass guitar, and they have a couple other people up there. And it's as if the Lord downloaded his heart. He was so... Personally, I was so delighted to see them worshiping the Lord with their whole hearts. But it's as if the Lord allowed me to see his heart and how much that thrills his heart when we worship through our pain. And those two have been through a whole lot of stuff. They have been through the fires. And there they are with their hands raised. tears flooding down their face, and they're still walking with God. They're still praising the Lord. And the heart of God is so affected by that.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yes, Dawn is right. You just took a huge step of faith. But let me tell you, there was some breakthrough that happened during that time. I want you to claim that for your personal life. When you were waving that flag, whatever it was that you were battling through, there was breakthrough because of that act of faith that you took. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for being flexible and pliable and willing to be stretched. Okay, next worship song. And you don't have to give up your...
Remember what our King has done. Let us remember His everlasting love. Let us remember He alone has overcome. Come, let us remember He rules His enemies. Let us remember, we share His victory. Let us remember, we were slaves, but now we're free.
So when we were singing that song, I heard the Lord saying the same thing to us. I love the way you move my heart. I want to stay right where you are. I love the way you move my heart. I want to stay right where you are. That is really his heart for us. Now, this morning, some of you might not feel like the old is gone and the new has come, because you might be struggling with something that you've been struggling with for a long time. And so it's like that old hasn't gone. But because the Lord says, I love the way you move my heart. I want to stay right where you are. He's just coming right into that place. He's coming right into that old place. And he's going to get rid of the old place and replace it with the new. So never give up hope. Never, ever, ever. Dawn, was this hot or is this for later? Okay. All right. You sure? Yeah. But, you know, depending on what it is, you never know what will happen. Yeah, we're going to record this part, okay? I love how the Lord is, how he brings things together. Now, what I'm going to share, a lot of what I'm going to share with you this morning is really something that Chuck Pierce said. It's notes that I took. And later, if any of you want me to email you, especially some of the bullet points, I'm happy to do that. You can go in to, if you have GZI TV, you can go in and watch the whole thing as well with all of his PowerPoints. This was on understanding our emotions. And it was interesting to me because this was one of the keys of the five keys that the Lord gave us, understanding our emotions. And what we're going to find out is that this has a little bit to do with the old that has not gone. So one of the things that Chuck Pierce said was that the heart, the mind, and emotions can be a battlefield that resists or brings freedom to our actions in the future. Now, this is me. I believe that our emotions is one thing that largely affects our mindset. Now, in Robin Vincent's book, The Rise of the Overcomer, she describes mindset this way, and I'll quote her. A mindset is a person's fixed or established way of seeing and believing, consisting of attitudes and fundamental beliefs. Mindsets play an important role in how we process and respond to life's uncertainties, circumstances, and challenges. As we know, many factors influence our individual mindset, like our upbringing, past traumas. So with trauma, there's emotion. So that's how I see that emotions will affect our mindset, our friends and family, culture, and our core values. She continues to say that mindsets can be liberating and positive, or they can be debilitating and negative. What we establish, we will live. In any case, mindsets can significantly impact our outcome, by determining who we are, what we think, and how we will react and proceed. So in 3 John chapter 1 and 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." The Greek word here for prosper means to have help and great success. Have help. That means he's going to give us help, and we're going to have success because of his help. Now, Robin Vincent continues to say this: we must be able to see the beautiful plan he has for us so that the pain of yesterday can be released. So we have to see his plan, which we all know, Jeremiah 29, right? "I have plans for you. They are to do good, not to harm you." So if we can see that plan and release the pain of yesterday, we must receive the power of his love so the strongholds of rejection and victimization can be torn down. And we must know in our heart that God is here to help us and prosper us as we decide to change our way of thinking and leave the past behind. Notice there's that change, our way of thinking. We decide we're going to change. So we have a part in it. So in the next few minutes, I'm going to share some of the things that Chuck said about emotions. I'm sweating. So my glasses are like... He says, "There comes a time when the enemy is going to try to hit our emotions so hard that he can knock out the expectations that God has for our future." That's a big deal. We need to have expectation for our future. And the enemy wants to come, and he wants to really hit us hard with some offense, a physical thing, a family issue. He wants to hit us so hard that our emotions are so impacted that we lose the expectation of where we're going. So now you can see why this key is so important, understanding our emotions and allowing the Holy Spirit to work through them. Now, he says that hope, expectation, and emotion all kind of blend together. And you can see how that's true. Like when we get hope deferred, what happens to our emotions? Yeah, they get down there. In this war that we're in, hang on a second. In this war that will intensify, we have to get a grip on our emotions. We need to get our emotions in alignment with God. So one of the things that is important, and Kathy's taught on this in RTF, and even here in Freedom Outpost, emotions are not good or bad. They're real. They're real. Anger's real. Sorrow's real. Grief is real. Joy is real. Hope is real. Those are real. It's not good or bad. It's what we do with them that makes the difference. So how we allow, now get this, how we allow Holy Spirit to manage this part of our being is going to determine who we are. So what are emotions? Well, they're a state of being that determines and produces physical and psychological changes that influence our behavior. Another definition is to stir up passions, sentiments, and affections. They're intense feelings that become directed towards someone or something. And then there's emotional intelligence, and that's the ability to monitor and communicate, express and empathize with yourself and others to enhance your thoughts and creativity. So we express our emotions by facial expressions, body language, verbal reactions, including our tone of voice, our mood, even physiological reactions like our heart. Like, you know, if you get really excited, your heart starts pumping real fast, or if you get scared, it pumps really fast. Physical reactions and responses, you know, like for the guys who are watching football and they get really excited, they have a lot of physical reaction. That's expressing that emotion of what's happening. And also aggressive behaviors. Now, Chuck says that the biggest portion of emotion is desire. Now, desire has a tendency to make self the center of everything. It comprises the greatest part of our soul life, desire. It can create confused feelings and misdirection. And it cooperates with one's own ideas to delight oneself. And desire can create a life of feeling. So what do? Stand firm in our present moment. Stand firm in our present moment, in our present time. Look at our past and then define our future. Our past does not define our future. Notice he said, and then define our future. We can't ignore the past. It happened. Things happened that caused pain, sorrow, difficulties. Even some things in our present situation are causing pain, sorrow, difficulties. We have to look at them, and then we have to define what our future is going to be. Our future is not going to be based on that. Our future is going to be based on what the Lord says our future is to be. I have a plan for you. It's going to be great. It's going to be wild. And it's going to be full of me, he says. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to feel and process those negative emotions from our past. And if you guys all want to have this later, I'm happy to send it to you. Some of this, actually almost all of this, if you ever go to an IFM or a Thorough Ministry, it's what you're going to do. You're going to remember the situation or the circumstance that created that emotion. You're going to face it. You are going to face that thing. Sometimes that's hard. Then you're going to let go. You're going to forgive the mistake that was made. And that's not just the mistake someone made towards you. It's whatever mistake I made. We're going to forgive ourselves. We're going to forgive the mistake. We're going to let go. And then in your present moment, you're going to remove that captivity and control of the past moment. You're going to take the word of God and you're going to take that past moment and you're going to remove the captivity of it and the control of it. Then you're going to make new choices. Godly beliefs. What does the Lord say about you? What does he say about that situation? What does he say about that person? And we're going to take one step at a time until we reach the new day of our future. So it can seem overwhelming, but it's not. Sometimes things are so deep and so painful, one time of dealing with it isn't enough. Have we all had that happen? Yeah. Sometimes one dealing with it isn't enough. And we get confused because we'll be going along and something will happen and it'll trigger that and we'll think, wait a minute. I dealt with this. I forgave that person. Why am I feeling like this? Because the Lord never deals with more than what we can face and deal with. So he lets us deal with what we're capable of in the moment. And then he'll come back around and do some more. So don't get hard on yourself. If something crops up and you think, wait a minute, I dealt with that. And certainly don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. Go to the Lord and say, Lord, I thought I dealt with this. What's happening? So after we look at our past, we can start rebuilding. That's a fun part. So here's the rebuilding process. Know that we have a good future. Acknowledge what happened in the past. Forgive ourselves and others as needed. Let go of anger, resentment, and pain. Focus on the present and the future, not the past. Live each day to the fullest and be grateful for what we have. And always remember that if you are not able to move through the process, get help. Get help. I thought this was really valuable, and I'm hoping what I really want to do is take an opportunity to maybe minister. Don, would you like to share first? Yeah. Yeah, and then I'd like us to minister to each other. You know, listen, I doubt if there is anyone in this room that has dealt with everything. And I doubt that there's anyone in this room that doesn't still have some sorrow or pain from the past or even what you're going through right now today, something that's happening right now in your family, in your body, in your finances, whatever the situation is. And it creates emotion because we're emotional. God made us that way, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing. If God were human, he would be emotional. Because it's his nature. Look at around us. We know by everything that we see that he's full of feeling and passion and emotion. So, anyway, that being said, I'm hoping we can minister to some people.
Thank you. I just want to just add a little bit to what she was saying, if I could. And that was, everything today has been orchestrated of the Lord. Do you sense that? And so I'm just here to add my little bit to that. But I also, what I feel to say is this, or what I sense to say, remember Ziklag. Now, what was Ziklag about? That was about when David had his band, and they had their families, and they were living in a place called Ziklag, and they were off to do a battle, which they didn't fight. But then their families and their possessions were raided and taken away. Remember that in the Old Testament? Okay. And remember, David was looking at his own people killing him. They were so mad and angry and emotional and upset, right? How you hold on And what we hold on to will determine outcomes. Now, how does that work? How does that fit? David had to take a moment and encourage himself. He had to talk to himself, self-coaching, okay? Wait a minute. I've been anointed king. All right. I'm not going to go down like this. I know the Lord is with me. I don't care right now about everybody else wanting to kill me. I am supposed to be the king of Israel, of Judah, right? And so there was a get. He probably he had to gather himself, all right? Everybody else had to gather himself. They had to start making a plan. They had to start moving again. And they asked Holy Spirit about the plan. They go pursue, all right? And then we know the result there. They did recover everything, okay? So, but that's key. Remember Ziklag. And that's easy to remember. Okay, I'm familiar with that story. I'm going to remember. Because that also, as Melinda spoke about those things that affect us, we have to talk to ourselves as well. Wait a minute. This is not it. All right. Now why do I say that? We're all in a battle. I need to speak to you two. I think I'm just going to call you out, and we'll start this ministry. Yes, Matilda Solomon. I'm going to call you out in just a minute. Good, good, the good things. But you know, not everything we do results in victory. Or, let me rephrase, not everything we do seemingly results in victory. Now, there are some good things that happen. There are spiritual things that move, but sometimes you walk away thinking, I just laid an egg. What gives? Right? And then if you have a series of that, what have I turned into, a chicken or what? Okay? And you can start feeling that way. And then you start self-coaching in the wrong direction. And then you're ready to give it up. And ministers go through this. And I want to say one more thing regarding, because you mentioned this, Melinda, regarding the lid and regarding the hope deferred. Folks, I could have taken that message around the country. It is happening with people. And what I didn't recognize until later was how strong that is in this region right now. And you can see it on ministers' faces sometimes. You can see it. All right? What am I laboring for? What am I doing here? Lord, why am I with this group? Why am I doing this? I'm saying that about you. All right? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this is what goes through their minds. All right? And that's why I'm telling you, we're in the season of warfare. And in some ways, I'm going to just say this, you can chew on it, but you're going to have to enjoy fighting. Even though it sucks, all right? Because one, you have to understand that you're in that battle or in that warfare, but you know, you got to have some joy. You got to find something good in it, okay? You can chew on that. I don't know how that affects you. And the other thing is this, and this is where I have to be careful, because I can come into a place and I'm totally off key. And some of you can feel that, can maybe identify with that too. And what I'm saying is the worship is going one way, but man, I'm feeling something else. And I just have to wait, all right? Because I don't want to project something on you that doesn't work or doesn't fit. But I will say this. Some are going to be activated, and I believe Melinda was this today, activated to rally others, okay? Because you can't stay in a place of depression. You can't stay there. You can't stay in the funk. You can't stay in places where you can't see through things, okay? Because it starts to affect you after a while. You get worn out. There's got to be something good, something positive, something that we need to, how can I rally? How can we rally together, all right? How can we go through this? We all do go through it. And when we come to a place of worship like this, once a week, you know, And perhaps it's starting to become thematic. Say, okay, what are we going to talk about this week? You know, who's going to pump me up this week? It's not really about that, but as she said, this may be a while before we really come all the way through it, all right? So don't lose hope, all right? I'm not trying to necessarily be a cheerleader up here, although I am. I'm feeling that. But because, you know, this is some of the gifts that the Lord has put in me, has put in her, has your different gifts perhaps that he's put in you, all right, to kind of carry us through. But it's not going to be easy. Right now, the United States is going through some wrenching around. I'm going to say wrenching or writhing around, okay? Why? Because we had a steady diet of evil. We had a steady diet of things, of policy and of spiritual forces that were taking this country in the wrong direction. And now the fast has started with that. And it's kind of, and you feel it, you sense it, you see it. Okay. Well, in the spirit, before things are things can happen, perhaps we got to be in a wrestling match. Perhaps we've got to start doing some fighting. Okay? Can't just walk into a place. Can't just expect to go into your territory. You know, just walk in there with unchallenged. And some of you have some anointings on you, heavy anointings on you. All right? Don't think that you're not going to be challenged. You will. I speak from experience. And I'm telling you, sometimes you go home and you're just going, I better start talking to myself. What am I holding on to? Holding on to his promises. Lord, you said this. I'm holding on to it. I have to. All right? Or else, right? You'll be doing some other things that really aren't too healthy. Okay, enough of that. Tonight, I'm going to make one quick announcement, and that's this. There's a service going on downstairs with Michael Passion. He wants to bless the house, so one of the themes is to bless the house, the pastors, Dan and Diane. And I'm just putting it out there. You may think about attending. But I think there's another theme going on, too. Because we traded notes yesterday, and I think the Holy Spirit, we're going to be asking him to release fire. Release fire. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not promising anything. Holy Spirit knows. But that's going to be a theme, I believe. And I hope that I'm not wrong, but we were trading notes here. Just, what are you sensing? What are you sensing? Now, one of those things is about releasing fire, a baptism of fire. Boy, do we need that. Okay? Now, yes, 5 o'clock today, 5 o'clock downstairs. Now, I sensed we can start with ministry. I want to start with you too. You passed through my mind, but it started to stay. And what I sensed about you, both of you are gifted. You have gifts. You have spiritual gifts and an anointing in your life. But there's always a dust-up going on in your life. And either you're in one right now or you just had one, but there's always some dust-up. And that's an old Wild West term for fighting. It's like these people that get in these fist fights. You've seen it in movies, perhaps, throwing chairs at each other, all that, barroom brawls. A dust-up. Always something. And it's not allowing you to be who you really need to be or want to be, because your spirit, your gifts need to flourish and they need to flow. But you need some peace, and you just need to have moments of quiet. I'm not saying that you won't have battle in the future or anything, but I'm talking about some of these fights are unnecessary, and some of them are because of and things like that. But I just want to give you some relief and peace. I'm going to speak that over you right now. Would you go ahead and stand? You can hold hands. We want to pray for you because I'm praying that this word is accurate for you. But we want to speak peace to you right now, Solomon and Matilda. We speak peace to you. And we say, enough of the unnecessary fighting. And I'm not saying between you, I'm saying around you. There's dust steps going on. And Lord, give them peace. Give them financial peace and freedom. And Lord, let them have enough, I guess, peace around them so that they can start have their gifts flourish. Because, Lord, you're speaking wisdom into them. You're speaking revelation to them. And, Lord, we just need to get them truly activated, but also get these forces off them, Lord, that are trying to keep him stifled. So we speak this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. I'll pass the mic.
So when we were praying, I saw a giant fountain, and you guys were the fountain. And I saw the devil's thumb on the spigot so that the water couldn't come out. And there was a fight going on, which is what's happening. And the Lord is going to cause the pressure from you, and your fountain is going to be stronger than the devil, able to hold his thumb on that fountain. And it's going to shoot out miles high, and God is going to use you to minister to a lot of people.
One thing that I felt that I heard the Lord say is he wants to show you how he is using the enemy to do this work that he needs to do. And what happens is you just push on, you know, you make your decisions, you just go on. But if you could see and hear from the Lord what it is he's trying to do, then you could make a better decision together in moving forward. I don't know if any of that makes any sense, but I think there are some things going on, and the two of you, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, the two of you need to come together, and you need to say, you know what, this is the enemy. It's not my wife. It's not my husband. This is the enemy. So, Lord, I want to know, what are you wanting to do in this situation? Come together and come against the enemy together as one, not by yourself. That's a strong word. I'm really sorry. I had to do that.
I saw a picture, and it was of hornets surrounding your. And the first thing that came to me was confusion, that there's confusion, and it's these hornets going around and around. And then I saw the Lord turn them into honeybees and make honey out of them. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we address this confusion. We address the misunderstanding, the hornets swarming around them. We address you, and we issue you a cease and desist order in the name of Jesus. We call forth the honeybees. We call forth the honeybees making honey, sweetness in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
I saw a door, and I think that the door was every time that you would pray for a situation or something for help or finances or something to come your way to help relieve, that the door hasn't opened. Because the Lord wants you to know when that door opens that it is his answer. Not anything that you did. That it's him that is going to be giving the answers and breaking through whatever the barriers are. It is him and him alone, not anything you have done, other than you have willingness to trust and obey.
I just want to say one thing. I don't know what's going on with you two. Don't know. I'm just calling it out. That's what the Lord showed me. So, again, I hope, I'm praying that this bears witness with you, and that what we speak today, our words will not roll to the ground, fall to the ground, but that things happen for you both.
I just want to tell you this is really important. And this just didn't start today. This actually started last week. I don't know if you remember, I said to you, God knows what's going on. And he knows what needs to be done. And he's already prepared the way. You just need to be able to trust him to walk it out and work through the path. See, God was speaking to me, and God is speaking to others. For you guys, this has been going on because it's important. It's important to us. It's important to you. But it's important to the Father. Okay? So he's doing something, and he knows what he's doing. He's got the plan. He's not trying to figure it out as he's going. He already knows the plan. And you need to walk it out.
Well, we love and value you both. And I know, you know, perhaps week to week we don't fully show, but you need to know that. We need to know that. We think fondly of you both.
Okay, anybody else here have anything really strong, any person that's been really highlighted to you that you want to minister to? Okay, Joyce and Gary, I would like to have the two of you come up front. Can we put a couple chairs up here? I would like to minister to the Swifts.
Yes,
I don't really have a word from the Lord here, but I'm just sensing such a really deep work going on inside the two of you. Deep, deep stuff. And so I just wanted the body to minister to you. I don't know what's happening, but you need to be loved on and ministered to. Mary. Lord, we just thank you for this couple. We're so thankful that you have brought them into our tribe, and we value them and their gifting so much, Lord. And Lord, this morning you just highlighted them to me, Lord. You just want to love them, Lord. You want to touch them and heal any brokenness, Lord, any pain that's there, Lord. And Lord, you're just digging so deep in the soil of their heart. Bring them out, Lord. There's just a beauty that comes out of them, Lord Jesus, and you want that to flourish. You want it to flourish, Lord. So this morning, Lord, we thank you for them. We ask, Lord, that you would minister to their hearts, Lord. Whatever is going on, Lord, inside of them, that you would touch them. You would strengthen them, Lord. And you would heal any wounding, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would give them great wisdom, Lord, for their family and for what's going on with their family, Lord. Give them wisdom and understanding as to what you would have them do, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you would bless them abundantly, Lord. And Lord, that the fountain, that deep fountain inside of them would begin to flow out in such great power, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Joyce, I feel like the Lord, or like you feel like you're this little birdie with a broken wing, and you can't ever make it out of where you feel like you need to be, and you're this broken-winged, poor little birdie, because of all the things that you've experienced and all the things that you've gone through and all the broken places, that's where you feel you are. But I feel like the Lord showed me you are actually this majestic eagle sitting. I mean, he doesn't see you as the little broken-winged bird. He sees you. I saw you. You were like an eagle in his eyes because of the power that you have in prayer and the understanding you have in the spirit. He sees you as that regal eagle with the huge wings, and that's how he sees you, and that's why he loves you so much.
And you know, I'm not a wordy person, but you are. You know, God has given you a real gift with words, but I am just impressed to say this one thing to you. You are loved and you are valued.
Yes.
Amen, amen. Two things. One, Ton Karen, the enemy wants you to continue to believe you are that bird with a broken wing. But you're not. It's done. God has healed that broken wing, and you really are eagle. And the other thing for both of you, I saw this amazing garden, but it's hidden. And God wants to take that away, and he wants to reveal this amazing garden that he's planted in you both, this amazing giftings that you have, and the Lord just wants everyone to see the beauty he's created in both of you. He wants it to shine, and he wants it to break forth.
And I saw you like a big bird, like majestic bird, and the feathers were so, so beautiful. I mean, especially when the sun shone on those feathers. It was all colors, and it was so beautiful. And Gary, you know what? You are an awesome person. And God has made you a giver. The gift in you, what God has planted in your heart, you know, it takes time to come out, to sprout, and to bear fruit. But each and every one of us is enjoying the fruit right now. And it's going to break forth. It's going to break out. And God is going to show up. And he's going to show off. And whatever you are going through today, look, for the joy and for the glory that is set ahead of you. Father, I just thank you and give you all the glory. Thank you, Lord, for giving us beautiful ashes. Thank you for this beautiful couple, oh God. For they are givers, oh Lord. They give their time and they give their love. And Lord, I thank you for their faithfulness. And I know that you will remain faithful to them until the end.
they are not moved. They are not bothered, even though it seems like that. But I know in their heart, they know you love them. And Father, we just want to bless them from the house. We want to bless them as a tribe. We want to bless them as a family. And all I say is that those that diligently seek you, Lord, are greatly rewarded. And so show forth your glory once more. Take over, turn things around, and Lord, reveal yourself to them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
When I first came here from Maui and saw you guys, I didn't know you at all. I knew a lot of the people here from way back when, didn't know you guys. And I wasn't really sure about you, but I love you guys. And I'm so thankful for you both.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, when you're not here, something is missing in this house. Gary, there's such a stability in you and a wisdom in you. And this house needs that.
Yes.
And Joyce, God has put a gifting in you that is rare and fine. And this house needs it.
Yes.
We need you guys. We
thank
love
God
you.
For you.
I want to say something about that garden that you guys are. God doesn't want to keep it a secret anymore. He wants, it's like the Lord wanted to bring people to enjoy the garden, to come and taste the fruit. And so don't be alarmed. I mean, people are going to be coming. They're going to be enjoying the garden that you are. Just be yourself. Just be who you are. Don't try to do anything different. Be who you are, and God will use that to bless people.
I just feel like the Lord wants to thank you for being sensitive to Him. And I know from personal experience, we were having a very difficult morning, and almost immediately, you text and mentioned about it and how you were praying. And so, and I know not, that's not the only time. And I just really feel, I mean, I want to thank you, but the Lord says, thank you for being sensitive to His voice. And I'm sure that applies to you too, brother.
So I don't know how you feel about wine, but you two are fine wine. Fine wine. And you've been mature and you have been bottled up for a long time. And what is usually on a wine bottle? A cork. So I would like to remove the corks, if you're okay with that. All right, so right now, prophetically, we remove the cork from Gary. Yep. Prophetically, we move the cork from Joyce. And Lord, we ask that this fine wine flow, that people can smell you and enjoy you and taste you and see that you are good. All the senses. Thank you, Lord.
Wine and oil. What I saw is a horn of oil poured over you both. And so, Lord, I'm going to anoint you right now with oil. Then I'm going to do a symbolic thing. So, Lord, we just anoint them both with oil. Yes, in Jesus' name. We anoint you with oil. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, in this oil is about love. It's about love and then power and the anointing. So, Lord, right now, I'm poor. If I had a real horn of oil, it'd be over you right now. I pray right now, Lord, that right now that they sense it, that they even feel it in the spirit. Right now, in Jesus' name. Oh, very nice. A symbol. Let me do this again. Wow. Golden oil.
And it's not stopping flowing.
Right. See, that was one thing that Steve picked up, and I'm just going to confirm it was golden oil that I saw. So, we poured on them both. Lord, this is a gesture. This is just an act that you want to impart to them, give to them, Lord, to tell them how you feel about them. So, Lord, we honor these two vessels today. Lord, we are thankful that they are here with us. And Lord, let's make a contract that they can never leave us. All right, that's a little bit of jest there. So, but we do feel that way. Amen.
Gary, look at me, brother. You've been thinking, I'm so crushed. Blah, 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 ad nauseum. I'm just depressed. Blah, blah, blah. Guess what? Jesus says, now you know how I feel. I'm a man of grief and acquainted with sorrow. I've been sharing my heart with you. It produces compassion. And when I was moved with compassion, I broke out and healed and restored. See you there. You're going to like the new you. Get ready. Come on. Come on. You're doing so much better than you think you are. We suffer from temporary minor perceptual difficulties, but he doesn't. Oh, Joyce, I'm so proud of you. Me too. I'm so proud of you, Gary. And me too. Okay? Ha. Ha.
My son and my daughter. I know who you are. I know better than you know as to who you are. And I know that it is not comfortable for you to be the center of attraction. But you are my center of attraction. My heart is for you, and I see your heart for me, and I see your heart for my body, and I see your heart for your family. I know all the dreams that have been shattered. I know all the joys that you have danced for. I know all the pain that you have suffered. And I know that through it all, you have held on to me. You have continued to serve and love me. Oh, my heart is full, so full of your dedication and your steadfastness. I have given each of you much. I have invested in you because you have invested in me and in my word.
I will show you how to give out what I have given you. You need not be concerned as to how you will be used, for I am using you every single day as you wait on me, as you plow into my word, as you seek me out. My spirit is swirling and swirling and swirling around you. I am preparing you for more. And when the time comes, you will be comfortable in the skin that I have made for you. So do not fret. And oh, do not hold back. Do not look at your past. Do not look at your weaknesses, for I am making your weaknesses your strength, and you will come forth with flying colors, my beloved. You will advance triumphantly through it all, and you will be amazed at what I am able to do with you, for you look at yourselves almost as if wallflowers, almost as if those who sit in the back, but you are promoted in me. You have great promotion in me. So stay steady. Stay steady. Know that my spirit is working, and I will bring about all that delights my heart through you. Thank you, you guys. Thank you. We love you. Love you, Gary.
You too.
That was wonderful. Would you like to say anything?
Well, I didn't realize we were all time travelers. You know, we're Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's like it never changes. And, you know, he's given us that ability to go into the past and witness everything that he did for us, and then, you know, we can experience daily what he's given us, and then we can experience it, what he's got for us in the future. So I'm just grateful for that.
Well, I never know when to speak up, and so I tend to stay quiet. But I'm always hearing from him, and it's hard to know if it's to be shared or prayed on. I mostly pray on it. But today I saw two amazing things. I saw this fortress and strong tower that was four-sided. It was a square, and it was made of stones. I presume living stones. And it was in motion. It was like a strong, safe place, but it was moving upward, 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 upward. And it was like we were all just in it and moving with it upward. And then I was aware that there was drilling going on. As this was going up, there was a drilling going on deep, 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 and it had been going on for a long time, and it was about ready to break through. It was about ready to be a gusher. You know how you see the water wells or the oil wells and they break through and it just like, it totally throws away the equipment that was doing the drilling. It just blasts it all out of there and it just gushes upward. And so I feel like we're in that position of everything's moving up and the deep things are coming forth. And I've been so aware of the Lord's faithfulness through all the years. You know, we're in that place where I think one of the things we've been trying to shake off is aging, because it's really hitting us smack dab, you know. Every time we get up, it's creak groan, and we make noises, and we hobble until we get it all moving. And, you know, it's like, Lord, as long as we've been saved, we've wanted to see what he's going to do in that outpouring that we've been waiting for over 50 years. And, you know, I get jealous when I hear about people with their families and their kids serving the Lord and fellowship and victories. And, you know, Gary and I are just really isolated. We don't have contact with family. They keep us at an arm's distance. And so I'm expecting that to be one of the breakthroughs. And, you know, when my son was first dating April, his wife, I didn't know yet about her. And we were at his house. And I saw this black man walking around outside the house. It kind of looked like a spy guy with a cloak and a hat and sneaky and mask. And so I was praying to rebuke him, and I noticed that he couldn't get in the house. Well, then, you know, he married April, and at the time she wasn't a practicing Jehovah Witness, but after she married, her mom started working on her, and so, let's see, I had somewhere I was going with that. Oh, I know, yay. The Lord has showed me, you know, I don't just go after April. I'm after her whole family, and I pray over Kingdom Halls. I want them. So I feel like, boy, did the enemy make a mistake. I feel like she's in our family for a real purpose. And I know this about her. She loves God and his word. And that in her are giftings that when she meets Holy Spirit, she's going to be one of those gushers. Yeah. So, Lord, I thank you for the victory, not only for April, but for her whole family and for others in her hall. There's an open door, and we're going in, and we're taken back with the enemy stolen. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Great is your faithfulness.
Thank you, you guys. Wow, that was awesome. So before we dismiss, we're going to celebrate birthdays today, everybody. So who's here that has a birthday in January, February, or March? Okay, good. And Solomon too? Oh, cool. Okay. All right, so we're going to celebrate birthdays. I want all of us to get the ministry that we need. And I'm going to make a pitch. Get an IFM. I'm just saying, guys. Here's the thing, is if you're struggling with something and you keep struggling with it and you keep struggling with it and you keep struggling with it, you're not overcoming it. I think that's what Chuck says means when he says, if you can't move through this, get help. Okay, so reach out to Kathy. If you have a continuous thing that you keep struggling with, you don't have to know what the problem is. Seriously, I mean, when I went for my thorough, I didn't know what the issue was that caused the problem. All you have to know is I'm having something I continually keep having a hard time with. And then you fill out the paperwork, they pray, they hear from the Lord, You come in and the Lord moves. So I'm making a pitch. Please don't keep staying in your cycle. Get help. I'm going to. All right, let's pray before we have cake, all right? Lord, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us, Lord, for your love for us, oh God. And Lord, we just we make a commitment to you, Lord, that we are going to seek help if there are areas in our life that we are not overcoming, Lord, that we're not able to break through, Lord, that we are going to go and get the prayer and the ministry that we need, Lord, to break through. Because, Lord, as the song said, you are the radiance, you are the brightness. And you know what? You are in us. And we are to be the brightness of the Father's glory, just as you were. And Lord, we can't be the full brightness of his glory if we have all these different areas in our life that are dark because of pain or sorrow or even generational things that have been in our family, Lord. So, Lord, we're making a commitment, Lord, to work with you on these areas, Lord, so that we can overcome, Lord Jesus. So we thank you for all that you have given us, Lord, so that we can overcome, so that we can get ministry, so that we can get deliverance, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for today. We thank you for your word, for your ministry to us, for your love for us. And we thank you for each other, Lord. And we thank you for birthdays, Lord, that people come into this world and you knew them before the foundations of the earth. You had a plan for each one of these people that were born in these months. So we pray a blessing over our January, February, and March baby birthdays. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I just wanted to share, I heard a message yesterday, and a lot of these things, I know I'm not searching for them, they just come up on my phone. And this was Donna Rigney and her son, and it was about what is coming to the West Coast. She was caught up to heaven, and the Lord showed her some things, you know, and I mean, it was his glory is coming to the West Coast. And on another note, but along with that, there's a movie coming out. This was on Sid Roth and Mario Murillo. And it's really about Mario Murillo. He's only in it just a little bit, but it's about these three particular individuals and how God moved and healed them. And so supposed to, I believe next Sunday it's supposed to come out. So I don't remember the name of it, but anyhow. Yeah, probably go to Sid Roth, but it's like I am something anyhow. So anyhow, God is moving.